God's Many Gifts by Maria Fontaine.
Whenever I think of all that I've gained from the many years of living for the Lord, it's an immediate mood elevator for me. In my opinion, there are countless benefits, and since the Bible tells us to forget not all His benefits, here are a few of His many gifts to us that we can be thankful for. The gift of love. If love is Christianity's primary commandment, if love is the greatest of all virtues, if love is the nature of God, if love is the hallmark of Jesus' disciples, then love should be the bedrock principle and fundamental characteristic of every Christian. Love is our law, our guiding principle. Our lives for Jesus wouldn't exist without love. It's not easy to uphold a lifestyle of love. It costs. Our sincere efforts to care for others, to put the needs of others before our own, to forgive, to serve, to treat others as we would want to be treated, these are challenging ways to live. But we do it because this is the mark of a disciple, the love of God manifested in our lives. Out of many goals we may have in life, love for God and love for others comes first. Traits such as kindness, unselfishness, and teamworking are also valuable skills that we've each grown in through our years of service to the Lord. Whatever the future holds for you, whatever calling you have, you'll benefit from the lessons of love you've learned. The difficult parts and the hard times have given your character the strength to love when it isn't easy. You've experienced the blessings that come through putting others before self. Through our efforts to love, we gradually become more like Jesus. Our love for God and others, manifested by our actions, will be what will touch lives. Love is the only force powerful enough to break through all the barriers, prejudices, bad experiences, confusion, doubt, and hardness of heart that keep so many from the truth. As Christians, love is our hallmark. We want to grow more loving and be more giving every day, aiming to become an ever clearer reflection of Jesus that will change hearts and save lives for Him. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. The gift of faith. The Bible says so much about faith. It tells us that faith is essential, that it will be tested and we will face opposition because of it, but that faith will bring us the victory. It's clear that obtaining and growing in faith are some of the primary goals the Lord has for us during our life on earth. Based on that, we can conclude that the faith life is a journey, and our faith is meant to continue to be deepened and strengthened day by day. We can look back through our lives, and depending on our perspective, we can either focus on the difficulties and the times of struggle that we have faced in our faith journey, or we can focus on how the Lord brought us through each challenge and strengthened our faith in the process. Through our struggles, we have learned that Jesus is enough, and that's the kind of faith that will keep us afloat. Wherever the Lord leads each of us in the future, we have this legacy of faith to look back on. We each have had the priceless experience of seeing Jesus come through when there was no other option but to trust Him. Whatever obstacles we meet, whatever dark times we each pass through, we can know that the Lord is with us. He has promised to never leave nor forsake us. Even if you don't feel that you have much faith, or you feel that you've never seen an outstanding sign of the Lord's power, the very fact that you're still believing in Him is a sign that He is giving you the faith to keep on going and trusting in Him. The Bible has promised us the victory that will finally overcome the world, our faith. I think that makes it worth it all. The gift of miracles. Our lives have each been a series of miracles. The miracle of becoming a new creature in Jesus, the miracle of being filled with His Holy Spirit, the miracle that God has made us His children and prepared a place for us for all eternity. One person said when asked why he believed in miracles, "Because I see them every day in the changed lives of men and women who are saved and lifted through faith in the power of the living Christ." We can certainly say the same. Each person who you've helped to open their heart to Jesus has been blessed with a manifestation of His power working through you. Each day, your words of encouragement or your prayers for others or your comfort for those in distress have manifested God's wonderful love to others. The tremendous transformation that occurs in the hearts of those who receive the manna of love is truly the greatest miracle of all. Just think, that miracle has taken place over and over as we have participated in His Spirit at work in the lives of the lost, as He has worked through us to reach so many people with His love and truth. In addition to the major miracles of salvation, each of us has experienced His healing touch, both for ourselves and for those we minister to. Each of us can testify to both the spiritual and physical healings that we have witnessed as a result of Jesus' wonderful power. A heart restored to peace, a tormented mind calmed, an operation succeeding against the odds, a speedy recovery from an illness or disease, a broken body mended, tears that no longer fall. These are wonderful answers to prayer and manifestations of God's power that bring change to people's lives, but which we often do not realize the magnitude of or the impact they have. As we thank Jesus for all He has done in the past and as we look forward to the future, we can be confident that His Spirit will continue to work in and through us, so that we can be witnesses to the lost and to those who are seeking the truth that will set them free. The gift of winning souls. Millions of people have come to know Jesus and will live forever with Him because of the family's witness. Those people have everlasting life and belong to Jesus forever. They no longer have to fear death. They will have the blessing of a personal relationship with Jesus and never have to worry about being separated from God. They no longer have to worry about going to hell. Many of them will be able to help lead others to Jesus. Only Jesus could save them, but He needed someone to tell them about Him, and He used each one of us to reach them. It is work that will last for eternity. If you're ever tempted to feel like a failure or as if you don't have much to show for your life, remember that each sacrifice you make to lead a soul to eternal salvation means a lot to Jesus. Our impact doesn't end with the soul saved that we know about. People whose lives have been changed have changed other lives for Jesus. Some of the millions of pieces of literature that we've distributed have been passed on to others. The ripple effect of a witness is something that only God can keep track of. James Chancellor, an American sociologist who taught at a Baptist theological seminary and studied the family, once wrote, "There are Baptist deacons and men of evangelical faith and women of evangelical faith all over this country and all over this world who were led to faith in Christ by the children of God. I hired one when I was dean at Colorado Christian University. I hired a guy to teach adjunctively who had been led to faith in Christ on the beaches of Hawaii in the mid-70s by the children of God." Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful legacy of souls saved and lives changed. Being faithful witnesses is a tough job, but your obedience to plug away at it year after year is bearing fruit in souls who come to Jesus. Our lives on earth will never lack in purpose as long as we know that there are still so many lost souls who don't know Jesus. We will never be short on motivation as we pursue our calling of telling them about Him. It's the most important job in the world. Someone said that Christianity is about helping the hurting, and everyone is hurting who doesn't know the gentle healer. And we'll continue to seek to lead people to Jesus until our job on earth is over. They that be wise shall shine, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.